American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank, Document Page 86. Here is the translated text as follows. 54X, American State Trials. The only fact in the case that bears any force against the defense of insanity is the appropriation of Gordon's property. I will not omit the topic of motive when I come to the argument of the case the witnesses for the defense. Hartford T. Clark. I have known the defendant since September 1852, when he enlisted in the United States Army. I first saw him at Carlisle Barracks, Pennsylvania. He was then a member of B Company, 1st Dragoons. He left the Army in New Mexico, discharged by order from the Secretary of War. I afterwards saw him at Fort Leavenworth in August 1855. He had re-enlisted and was a private in Company H, 1st Cavalry, under Captain Newby. He was later promoted to orderly sergeant of the company and held that position when he last left Fort Leavenworth in January 1856. Worrell had the reputation of being a peaceful, quiet man when not under the influence of peculiar causes of excitement. He was very excitable, more easily aroused than most men. He had a very sociable disposition, more inclined to joke than to quarrel. He could readily give and take jokes of the roughest character without seeming to become angry, except when under some excitement. He was frank and unsuspicious, free and open in his demeanor and fearless. He was generous to a fault, rather reckless in expenditure. He was punctual in the discharge of his duties and more than ordinarily orderly in all his business. He was deemed a very good sergeant by both officers and men. There was nothing vulgar or low-bred in the man, but his manners were quite refined. He was not dissipated or dissolute in any of his habits. He was particularly observant of the etiquette of the Army. He was always neat and cleanly and was never blamed for want of propriety by his superior officer. In July 1853, while Worrell was attached to Company B, 1st Dragoons, he was taken sick at Fort Atkinson and was out of his mind several times. He would not recognize me, though we were well acquainted. In December 1855, at Fort Leavenworth, I was called up one night to visit him and found him quite deranged. No one could quiet him but me until the doctor was called and administered something to him. At the first mentioned time, Worrell made no demonstration except to stare wildly around and work his fingers. He would speak to no one or notice anything around him. At the second time, he tore his hair and called loudly for me, and would not keep quiet unless I talked to him. Miles Moore. Worrell came to my office in Weston Platte. The evidence of Clark, Moore, Cavendish, Curran, Raisin, Duna, Ringgold, and Urquhart was in the form of depositions which were read to the jury.